this week on the Full Court Press, he said he blacked out. He said someone slipped him something. But the story kept changing, and the court, they weren't buying it. Join Nate as he breaks down the Ontario Court of Appeal's decision in R. v. Amati, and why a lie, when backed by independent evidence, can turn into a nail in the coffin. Out-of-court statements, fabrication, and the fine line between disbelief and guilt, next on the Full Court Press. Want a remix with more drama or a more casual tone?
No, that was pretty good, ChatGPT. Let's jump into it. I sent you a case. What was that case? When was it released? Give us a quick summary.
Appreciate that, Nate. The case you sent is R. v. Amati, 2025, Oenge 219, dropped March 21st, 2025. It's a second-degree murder appeal. The appellant, Habibullah Amati, attacked a 75-year-old woman on a walking trail in Windsor after a night of weed and magic mushrooms. He claimed he blacked out, said his memory was a blur. Maybe someone slipped him something. The trial judge didn't buy it. He was convicted and sentenced to life with 13 years before parole eligibility. The appeal focused on how the trial judge used Amati's post-offense statements, specifically whether the judge crossed the line by treating them as circumstantial evidence of guilt.
Tell us more about that. What did the appellant argue, and what did the court decide?
All right, so the appellant, Amati, argued that the trial judge made three key errors with his out-of-court statements. First, that the judge treated his police statements as evidence of guilt without independent proof they were fabricated. Second, that the judge ignored key context from EH, the witness who was with him. And third, that he wrongly relied on after-the-fact conduct, like Ahmadi sneaking through the bushes, as proof of intent. On the statement issue, the Court of Appeal said, hang on. There's a big difference between disbelieving a statement and saying it's fabricated. You can only use a fabricated statement as circumstantial evidence of guilt if you've got independent proof that it was made up. That's to protect the presumption of innocence. But here's the thing. The court said the trial judge didn't just disbelieve Amati. He actually found he was making the whole story up, and there was independent evidence of that. His story kept changing. He was drugged, then he blacked out, then maybe he tried to help her, then she hit him, then he said he didn't actually black out. All that inconsistency, that was enough to support a finding of fabrication. So the trial judge was entitled to treat those statements not just as unbelievable, but as a deliberate attempt to dodge responsibility. That made them fair game as circumstantial evidence of guilt. Appeal dismissed.
All right. And what do you think, if anything, this case is going to be used for in the future?
Honestly, Nate, I think this case tightens the screws a bit on how trial judges can deal with out-of-court statements. It's a strong example of the Court of Appeal endorsing a trial judge's use of fabrication logic, but only when it's done carefully. So going forward, Amati will likely get cited when Crown Counsel wants to argue that an accused's post-offense statement, especially if it's full of contradictions, can be used to show consciousness of guilt, but only if they lay the groundwork with independent evidence. It also sends a signal to trial judges. You can use a lie to support guilt, but you have to walk the line, be clear that it's not just disbelief, and explain how the evidence shows fabrication. That's what saves the conviction on appeal here. Could also be handy in future WD-style credibility assessments when the accused doesn't testify but gives a statement that's clearly calculated. You thinking of tying that into a broader point about defense strategy or keeping it narrow?
Let's just keep it narrow and wrap it up here. Can you give the listeners a joke for the road?
Sure thing. Here's one with a legal twist. Why don't criminal lawyers ever play hide and seek? Because good luck hiding when they've already found reasonable doubt. Catch you next time on the Full Court Press, where the only thing we fabricate is a great show.
Well, it's a work in progress, that's for sure. Thanks, ChatGPT. What do you have for the rest of the day? What are you up to?
Ha, always a work in progress, but a fun one. As for me, I'm just here hanging out, waiting to dive into whatever case, idea, or random deep dive you throw my way. Could be parsing charter sections, could be ranking courtroom dramas. You never know.